Hello, my old friends. It's time once again for the O Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, CW. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to hit that bell on YouTube and subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcasting app. It's finally happened, y'all. The women's U.S. title has been introduced. Celebrate. Jump for joy. The women have another title that they can compete for, which means more stories, more rivalries, more intrigue in the women's division. And that is always a good thing. Coming off of Raw, I was really hoping the IC women's title would be announced, but it was not. And that's okay. It'll come in time, I suppose. But for now, the women on SmackDown have a new title to compete for. And it's about time. We've said it. Finally, I screamed on Friday when I saw that title announcement. Finally. Especially after that bait and switch when they announced a Crown Jewel title that you can't even carry around. So, of course, they had to introduce the women's title. You can't just introduce that Crown Jewel title and the women have nothing else to compete for. That's just wrong, in my opinion. It's been too long. So now that we have the Women's U.S. Championship, the women on SmackDown and maybe even on Raw have an opportunity to break up all these makeshift tag teams that they've been shuttered with, that they've been saddled with for months now, and start doing more single stuff without having to worry about a partner. And why do I say that? I had a whole episode planned about the women's division and how everyone seems to have paired up and are now tag teams, or at least they have a tag team. Like, every woman in the division is a tag team and less of a singles wrestler. That went for, was it Alba Fire, who was in Unholy Union, Asuka, who was in Damage Control, who is now on the shelf. Becky Lynch was usually by herself, so that's one thing. I'm going through Raw really fast. Dakota Kai is part of Damage Control. I'm looking at the WWE website right now. Isla Dawn, she's part of Unholy Union. Ivy Nile, she's a singles wrestler, but she doesn't wrestle anyone besides like Maxine, and she's part of American Made. Io Sky is Damage Control. Kairi Sane, Damage Control. Katana Chance and Caden Carter are their own tag team. Liv Morgan is now in a tag team with Raquel Rodriguez. Maxine Dupree, same thing with Ivy Nile. She's all by herself in Alpha Academy, but she usually only wrestles the Pitbull. Forgot her name already. Just rolled faster. Lyra Valkyria is usually paired up with Caden Carter and Katana Chance. Natalia is all by herself, but she's rarely ever wrestling. And when she does wrestle, who does she wrestle with? She wrestles big, like, six-person matches with Caden Carter and Katana Chance and Lyra Valkyria. And, you know, come on. The list goes on and on. And if we hit SmackDown, it's the same thing, which is a little bit more pressing now that the title is over there. So you have Bianca and Jade, who are a tag team. You have B-Fab, who doesn't wrestle. You have Bayley and Naomi, who have paired themselves together. Blair Davenport is either on the shelf or just has no creative, so she's not a factor. Candice LeRae just unfortunately lost her tag partner in Indy Hartwell, who got released. I believe it was last week. Chelsea Green and Piper Niven are a tag team. Elektra Lopez hasn't wrestled on the main roster, as far as I remember. Meechan is a solo act, but she kind of falls in the same like Alpha Academy, American Made thing where she was part of the OC. But now that the OC is basically gone, she's all by herself and she doesn't really, other than that dumpster match, she doesn't really get a push that she needs. Like I said, Naomi was paired up with Bayley. Nia Jax is paired up with Tiffany Stratton. Do you see? Everyone has like a pairing in the women's division. And I don't know if that's a byproduct of having the tag titles that they can compete for or what. But now with the women's U.S. title, we can just eliminate all of those pairings that are unnecessary. Things like Unholy Union, obviously, this is an established tag team. Who else? Damage Control, sure. But things like Bayley and Naomi felt like a pairing out of necessity because they were bringing Naomi back and they didn't have creative for her, so they paired her with Bayley. And Bayley already had terrible creative after WrestleMania. So now they're just kind of this makeshift tag team that no one really asked for. And then to have Jade and Bianca be as dominant as they are as the women's tag champs, it almost doesn't make sense to make all these different tag teams, because you're just feeding them to Bianca and Jade for what exactly? There's obviously, well, not even obviously, but everyone expects that tag team to kind of split up and them to have some sort of WrestleMania match, though I'm not sure Jade is ready for that, but I don't know. But I just felt like looking at the women's division, everyone just kind of paired up and grouped up, and now they just have so many different matches, especially on Raw, where they were just like, here's six women, here's 3v3 tag match for the women, and here's a 4v4 women's match. It's like, why can't they just have a singles match? Like a couple singles matches. Why do you have to pair them all together in this chaotic mess? I don't know the reason, but it was just an observation I had. And I had a whole episode about it, but I didn't have like an end point for the statement until now. Now that the U.S. women's title has been introduced, a lot of that can stop. We can get a women's division, like a singles women's division back, right? Like, it's time. Let's get some competition. Let's get some tournaments going. Who's going to be the inaugural U.S. champ? I see people throwing around names like Meechin, which would be great. I see people tossing around names like Zelina Vega, which also would be great. I have a theory. I think it's going to be Charlotte Flair. Charlotte Flair has been out with an injury for over 9 months, almost a year, I think. And she was supposed to come back this fall. And I think we're creeping up on the time frame of her return, I think. And if that coincides with a tournament for that title, I expect her to show up as some sort of special entrant and win it. Because honestly, wouldn't it make sense to strap the title on Charlotte Flair? Just for optics sake, she's like one of the women's division's biggest stars, and she's on SmackDown, and she's been gone for a long time, and it's Charlotte friggin' Flair. Like, they love wrapping the belt around Charlotte Flair, so why not give her the inaugural U.S. Women's the U.S. Women's title the first time. Now, that's a theory. Do I want that to happen? No. I don't think it elevates anyone else on the... Charlotte Flair doesn't need it, is what I'm saying. It looks good for the belt, but Charlotte doesn't need it. And I think that's a lot to think about, too, in terms of who gets the belt the first time, because a belt doesn't make the wrestler. It's the other way around. The talent makes the belt special. John Cena made that U.S. title special when he had that open challenge the first time. And then every subsequent person since has done not much with it, only because John Cena set the precedent for that. With the women's division, this U.S. title is a very important milestone for them. And giving it to the right person who can carry it with, you know, some, not only, it probably have to be a heel, but they have to carry it with some sort of gravitas and make it important, make it something that people can strive for. And I guess Charlotte does fit that bill, because it's going to be hard to take her down and take the belt from her. But also, I don't know, it's Charlotte Flair. She doesn't really need it. But again, I'm contradicting myself. So maybe she is the best person to grab it. It's definitely not anyone in the world title scene, because they have their own stuff going on. And I hopefully they don't have Tiffy cash in and grab that belt. That would suck. She needs to beat Nia for that. But yeah, who do you think should be the very first U.S. women's title holder? Let me know in the comments. I'm pushing for Meechin, but it's probably going to be Charlotte Flair. Let's just put cards on the table. Let's put them on the table. Meechin deserves it. She's been out there in the cold for long enough. Strap a title on her waist and let her be the heavy that she was supposed to be when she first came back to take on Rhea Ripley. That's it for this episode of the Ooh Wrestling Podcast. Don't forget to tell your friends about this show. Thank you so much for sticking with me. I appreciate you. And don't you ever forget.
I'm your friend, but if I ever see you in the ring, I can beat you. Don't you know? Yeah, yeah, yeah.